From Spark and Anvil in Starforge, this is Swell, in Chapter 1 of the Starforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5.
Swell is a pufferfish tween. Not a real fish, of course, but a kid who can puff up. In a chunky astronaut tunic of warm cream with soft red-orange stripes. Right now, they're small, but they can get much bigger. Swell loves thinking about stars getting old, and their favorite thing in the universe is the great swelling, the moment a steady star runs low on fuel and balloons into something enormous. Hydrogen runs out, core contracts, shell expands, helium fusion begins, Swell likes to recite, and their whole body seems to itch to demonstrate it. They keep a stack of red giant cards and a stellar evolution tracker close, and they watch the aging stars with wide, fascinated eyes.
Swell fell for the red giant phase because it taught them that endings can be spectacular. "For a long time, I thought getting old was sad," Swell admits. "Like a star just running down and going dim. They'd felt a little gloomy about it, honestly. All that steady burning and then, what? A slow fade?" Then Swell watched a sun-like star run out of hydrogen for the first time. "And it didn't just fade," Swell says, cheeks already puffing at the memory. "Its core squeezed down tight and got hotter than ever. Hot enough to start fusing a whole new fuel, helium, and its outer shell ballooned out, huge and red and glorious, 100 times bigger than before." Swell lets out a delighted breath. It wasn't running down at all. It was transforming, growing into the biggest, boldest version of itself right at the end. "That's when I understood. A star's old age isn't small and sad. It's the most enormous, dramatic thing it ever does."
Swell sat at a console in the Stellar Observation Room, eyes glued to the tracker, where a dot labeled sun-like star had started to flicker.
"Oh dear," Swell mumbled. "It's happening."
"What's happening?" asked Pip, who was untangling a knot in their space boot laces nearby and not really paying attention. Swell spun around, tunic rustling. "The star, it's running out."
Swell held up a card of a bright yellow star. "This is a main sequence star, like our sun right now, happily burning hydrogen. But stars don't have endless fuel. Nothing does." Their voice dropped. "Hydrogen runs out." They picked up a card of a star with a tiny bright center. "When the core's hydrogen is gone, the core contracts." Swell pulled their arms in tight, a little round ball. And then they took a huge breath, cheeks bulging, tunic straining at the seams. The outer shell expands. Swell's whole body ballooned, slowly, then faster, until they were nearly twice their size, red-orange stripes glowing. The tracker beeped. Its dot swelled and turned fiery red. "Whoa!" Pip scrambled back. Swell pointed a chubby finger. "See? The star turns into a red giant, 100 times bigger than before. The core gets hotter than ever, puffing up more, face bright with effort. Hot enough to fuse helium." "Helium? Like balloons?" Pip asked. "Exactly," Swell wheezed, now nearly touching the ceiling. "A whole new way to make energy. This is the red giant phase." Then quieter. "Our own sun will do this in about 5 billion years. It'll swell so big it'll swallow Mercury, then Venus, then Earth." Pip's jaw dropped. "Swallow Earth?" Swell nodded slowly and began to shrink, the air hissing gently out. "Yep, stars get old. They change. Back to normal size. A bit tired, but glowing with fascination," Swell murmured. "Hydrogen runs out. Core contracts. Shell expands, helium fusion begins."
"That's the biggest thing I ever heard," Pip whispered.
"It's a big change," Swell agreed softly, placing the red giant card on top of the stack. "A really,
really big change. And even though Swell was small again, worn out from all that puffing, a warm, wondering feeling stayed puffed up inside their chest, big and quiet at the same time. Thinking about a whole star growing so vast it could swallow worlds made Swell feel tiny and amazed, and strangely, peacefully glad, all mixed together at once. Endings weren't small and sad after all. Some of them, Swell knew now, were the most enormous, most dazzling thing of a whole long life. And getting to puff up and show somebody that was the best, most breathless job Swell could imagine.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Swell. Released under Creative Commons BYNCSA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.